Finding Passion and Purpose in Life Again, Episode 40 of Rebuilding Lives. Podcast, Stories of Growth and Redemption, presented by the Self-Development Factory. For years, James's purpose was clear and singular: find the next high. His passions were whatever served that purpose. After 2 years in prison and a year of intensive recovery, he found himself standing in a world of overwhelming freedom with no direction. The driving force of addiction was gone, but nothing had replaced it. He was sober. He was free, but he was also profoundly lost. This feeling, a hollow sense of aimlessness, is one of the most unexpected and difficult challenges in rebuilding a life. After the storm of addiction or the structured emptiness of incarceration, finding your passion and purpose can feel like a distant luxury. Survival is the priority. Yet, it is the rediscovery of purpose that transforms survival into a life of meaning and fulfillment. It provides the why that makes the hard work of recovery and reintegration worthwhile. It is the compass that guides you toward a future you are excited to live. The emptiness after the struggle. When a life has been consumed by the chaos of addiction or the rigid control of prison, your identity becomes intertwined with that struggle. You are an addict or an inmate. Your days are defined by seeking drugs or following institutional rules. When that defining structure is removed, it can leave a terrifying void. Who are you without that fight? What do you do when no one is telling you what to do? This search for purpose is not a frivolous quest. It is a neurological and psychological necessity. Our brains are wired to seek meaning. Without a sense of purpose, people are more susceptible to depression, anxiety, and relapse. A 2014 study published in The Lancet found that individuals with a strong sense of purpose lived longer and had better physical health. For those in recovery, purpose is a powerful protective factor against returning to old destructive behaviors. The quiet work of self-discovery. Finding your passion is not a lightning strike moment of sudden revelation. It is a quiet, deliberate process of exploration and self-discovery. It begins with giving yourself permission to be a beginner again, to explore interests without the pressure of being good at them or turning them into a career. This process starts with curiosity. What were you interested in before addiction or prison took over? What activities made you lose track of time as a child? The answers to these questions are clues to the authentic self that has been buried but not lost. Actionable steps to spark. Curiosity. Create a curiosity list. Spend 15 minutes writing down anything that sparks even a tiny bit of interest. This could be anything from learning to bake bread, to understanding how car engines work, to studying a historical event. Don't judge the list. Just write. Visit the library or community center. These are pressure-free environments for exploration. Browse sections you would normally ignore. Pick up a book on a random topic. Look at the flyers for local clubs and classes. Say yes to new experiences. If a friend invites you to a community garden, a free concert, or a volunteer event, say yes. The goal is not to love everything, but to gather data about what you enjoy and what you don't. From interest to passion. As you explore, some interests will fade while others will begin to grow. A passion is an interest that you are willing to invest time and energy into, even when it's difficult. It's the activity that you find yourself thinking about and wanting to get better at. Nurturing a budding passion requires consistency. If you find you enjoy drawing, set aside 30 minutes a few times a week to practice. If you are interested in fitness, commit to a regular workout schedule. This discipline does more than just build a skill. It builds a new identity. You are no longer just a person in recovery. You are a writer, an artist, a musician, a runner. These new identities are powerful shields against the stigma of your past. It is important to separate your passions from the need to monetize them. The pressure to turn a passion into a job can kill the joy and make it feel like another obligation. For now, let your passions be a source of personal fulfillment and a way to connect with a healthier, more authentic part of yourself. Uncovering your purpose. While passion is about what you love to do, purpose is about how you contribute to something larger than yourself. It is your reason for being. For many who have walked the difficult path of recovery and reentry, purpose is often found in using their experiences to help others. Viktor Frankl, a psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor, wrote in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, that our primary drive in life is not pleasure, but the discovery and pursuit of what we personally find meaningful. He argued that we can find meaning in any circumstance, even in suffering, by changing our attitude toward it. Your past struggles, which may feel like a source of shame, are also a source of unique wisdom and empathy. You understand the pain of addiction and the hopelessness of incarceration in a way that few others can. This experience is not a liability. It is a powerful asset that can be used to serve others. Pathways to finding purpose. Volunteer. Find an organization that aligns with your values. This could be a homeless shelter, an animal rescue, or a youth center. Volunteering connects you to your community and provides a direct way to see your positive impact. Mentorship. As you become more stable in your own recovery, consider becoming a sponsor or mentor to someone who is just starting their journey. Guiding someone else reinforces your own commitment and gives your struggle a profound new meaning. Advocacy. Use your voice to advocate for change. This could involve speaking about your experience to raise awareness, supporting criminal justice reform efforts, or fighting for better access to addiction treatment. Sharing your story. Whether through a support group, a blog, or community speaking, sharing your story of recovery can provide hope and inspiration to countless others. It transforms your personal pain into a collective good. Living a purpose-driven life. Integrating passion and purpose into your daily life is what creates lasting fulfillment. This doesn't mean every moment will be blissful. You will still have hard days. But a sense of purpose provides a deep undercurrent of meaning that can carry you through those difficult times. A purpose-driven life is lived with intention. You make choices that align with your core values and your long-term vision. You build relationships that are supportive and meaningful. You engage in work, whether paid or unpaid, that feels like a contribution rather than just a way to pass the time. For James, the man who felt lost in the void, the journey began with a curiosity list. On it, he wrote old cars. He started visiting car shows. He checked out books from the library. He began tinkering with his own car. This rekindled a childhood passion. A few years later, he was volunteering at a local youth center, teaching teenagers basic auto mechanics, a way to keep them engaged and off the streets. He had found his passion, and through it, he had found his purpose. He wasn't just fixing cars, he was helping to fix lives. Your new life is a blank canvas. The past has provided the colors, some dark and painful, but also some imbued with the deep hues of resilience and wisdom. It is up to you to pick up the brush. Through the quiet exploration of your passions and the courageous pursuit of your purpose, you can paint a future that is vibrant, meaningful, and more beautiful than you can yet imagine.